it's more like bass brawl these days. 829 1310 KFKA, 1310KFKA.com. I'm a big proponent of sports, don't get me wrong. I grew up playing sports and learned so many good qualities from that experience. I mean, sports is supposed to teach us all sorts of good things, not the least of which is good sportsmanship and healthy competition, how to win graciously, how to lose, and actually learn from that loss. You know, it's been said we learn more from our losses than we do our successes. How to play well together, how to dig down deep and excel at something you really care about. But instead, what did we get last Saturday at Westgate Elementary School at a youth baseball game? Parents behaving badly. And that's an understatement. Joined this morning by Dr. Ken Reed. He's a sports policy director for the League of Fans, author of How We Can Save Sports, A Game Plan, and Ego Versus Soul in Sports, Essays on Sports at Its Best. Also, a graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Dr. Reed, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Glad to be with you.
Was that one of the most despicable, heinous, reprehensible displays of, and I'm using air quotes here, adult behavior that you've ever seen?
Well, it was, but unfortunately, it's not an isolated incident. It's happening more and more often these days because there's too much adult, and like you said, air quotes around adult.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are... Their egos get involved, and they're kind of in a situation where their own personal identity is tied to how their kids do on the field. And so one of the biggest challenges young athletes face these days is trying to deal with the unfulfilled sports experiences of their own parents.
Ah, nothing like living vicariously through your child, right?
There you go.
Well, it's incredible to me because, again, I believe so strongly in the attributes we can all gain from sports. I mean, I played Lassie League forever, and sometimes, you know, I was cooling my heels on the bench. Other times, you know, depending on how I was playing, well, I got to play, and I learned so much from that. But, you know, again, you can't help but juxtapose. You've got seven-year-olds. They're seven-year-olds, okay, playing in this youth baseball game, and their parents are acting like thugs, absolute heathens, beating each other up. What impact does this have on a seven-year-old psyche?
Well, I've watched that video of that fight several times, and my eyes tend to go to the seven-year-old kids in the background. You can see them running off the field, scared at what they're watching, with their parents involved in a brawl when it started out as a game for them. But I think what's happening here is that it's not the striving to win that's the problem on the part of coaches, parents, or athletes. I mean, striving to win is part of the experience. It's the problem is striving to win at all costs.
Mm.
And when it's all cost, you get egos involved, and that's when you see things like this incident. And it also involved a 13-year-old umpire. That's
right.
How it started.
Now, my understanding is that that is not atypical these days as well. I mean, I've heard stories of umpires saying, no way, we're done. We do not want adults that don't want to umpire youth sports events anymore because of this kind of behavior they're getting, you know, from the bleachers and from the sidelines. And I think the operative thought there is to put a 13-year-old in, and hopefully that will cool some jets. Not the case in this equation.
No, and you hit on a good point. This win-at-all-cost mentality of adults has led to a shortage in referees, umpires, and basketball officials. The National Association of State High School Athletic Associations did a survey, and 80% of new officials and umpires quit before they even start their third year, and the reason is unruly parents and coaches.
So we need a pattern interrupt, obviously. How do we achieve that?
Well, I think it's pretty basic besides just saying adults need to actually grow up and act like adults.
Right.
But I think that it starts with all these little leagues and youth basketball, AAU, whatever the organization is, when they're developing their policies and mission statement, if you would just start and end with one key question, what's best for the kids? And if you answer that question honestly and control your ego while you're doing it, it should lead to something like you touched on at the introduction to this, where sports can be a positive experience for kids. Not only are they learning sports skills, but they're learning life skills and how to deal with adversity and sportsmanship, like you mentioned. And then also to have fun. I mean, there's three parts: sports skills, life skills, have fun. And it's interesting. One of the professors I had there at UNC was Dr. George Sage, who unfortunately passed away recently. But we talked in one of his classes about how fun actually is the best predictor of success. Because when it's fun, the person, and it's not just kids, it's adults too, you find it fun, you become passionate about it, you start working on it on yourself, and you don't need parents and coaches yelling at you all the time to go practice your sport or whatever it might be.
Dr. Ken Reed, Sports Policy Director for the League of Fans, author of How We Can Save Sports, A Game Plan, and Ego Versus Soul in Sports. His latest book is The Sports Reformers, Working to Make the World of Sports a Better Place. How do we make it a better place?
Well, it's interesting. We've touched on it in this conversation, but I think if you looked at every sports problem we have, and I look at, you know, youth sports and college athletics and how schools cut corners and make and kids don't go to classes while they're playing sports, to the concussion crisis, to how we fund public stadiums and arenas. I mean, all of these issues lead back to two things: either win at all costs or profit at all costs. And profit at all costs is even hitting youth sports, and it's part of the problem. You have these youth sports entrepreneurs who are starting these club teams, these travel teams. Kids are traveling out of state to play games at 8, 9 years old for no apparent reason. There's showcase tournaments that people put on trying to get kids in front of coaches for trying to get them scholarships. So, and I think all win at all costs and profit at all costs are both ego-based, and that once again, if the adults get the egos out of the way, then we can start doing some policies that are really beneficial for the kids themselves.
Channeling Gordon Gekko here, underscoring the point that greed, for lack of the better word, is not a good thing in the sports environment. Before I let you go this morning, I wanted to ask you, because I've heard stories, and they're anecdotal, but stories of kids that get involved in sports, and instead of it being an uplifting and wonderful, happy learning experience, they hate it. They hate organized sports. How do we shift that paradigm?
Well, you hit right on it again. There's two studies out recently that in the last decade, youth sports participation is either down 8% or 9% in the last decade, depending on the study. And when asked, they say it's not fun. And when they say, well, why is it not fun? And they lead to questions or answers about overzealous, overbearing parents and coaches. So once again, it comes to the adults. One of the things that really hit home to me and made me sad was in one of the surveys, they asked kids the thing they liked the least about playing sports. And the answer, number one answer, was that they hate the drive home. And they hate to drive home with their parents because their parents start critiquing them after these games like they're 5 foot, you know, professionals already.
Yeah. We went to Baskin Robbins after my Lassie League games, win, lose, or draw.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Dr. Ken Reed, thank you so much for being available on such a short notice. As I said when I reached out to you this morning, I'm sitting here at Oh Stupid 30 doing show prep and watching you on Fox News. I'm like, I need to talk to him, especially after I discovered you're a UNC graduate. So thank you so much for your insights, your perspectives, for being available this morning. Where can we learn more about you, your work, and where can we find your books?
Well, I'm sports policy director at League of Fans, which is a sports reform project, and you can find that website at leagueoffans.org. And several of my books, or all of them, should be available on Amazon under Ken Reed. And like you mentioned, How We Can Save Sports, A Game Plan, and Ego Versus Soul in Sports are a couple of them that might be of interest to people.
Dr. Ken Reed, thanks again. Certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, and thanks for touching on the issue.
You bet. 8:30 now, 1310 KFKA.